Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we are going to finish the JCAM. We will have read the contract from cover to cover. So that is pretty awesome. We're going to get that done, and then we're going to talk briefly about what my plans are for the next season and where the podcast is going to go from here. So for now, let's get this finished. A side note, this recording crashed just a second ago, and so I'm starting all over from the beginning. It was only a little bit in, and I had just announced that I am going to read the boxed portions, the contractual language, in my Southern Gentleman accent for old time's sake, just for the sake of nostalgia, and then the recording crashed. So I'm going to take that as a sign that maybe I shouldn't do that. So I'm just going to read it as normal. And with no further ado, let's go. Article 42, Energy Shortages. In the event of an energy crisis, the employer shall make every reasonable attempt to secure a high priority from the appropriate federal agency to obtain the fuel necessary for the satisfactory maintenance of postal operations. In such a case, or in the event of any serious widespread energy shortage, the employer and the union shall meet and discuss the problems and propose solutions through the Labor Management Committee provided in Article 17. The preceding article, Article 42, shall apply to city carrier assistant employees. Energy shortages. Article 42 was first added to the 1975 to 1978 national agreement following a national energy crisis during the early 1970s. It makes provisions for the parties to discuss an energy crisis or shortage at the National Labor Management Committee provided by Article 17-5 or 17.5. And that's it. That's all of Article 42. And now we move on to the final article, Article 43, Separability and Duration. This separability clause is part of any good contract, so let's read it. 43.1, Section 1, Separability. Should any part of this agreement or any provision contained herein be rendered or declared invalid by reason of any existing or subsequently enacted legislation or by a court of competent jurisdiction, such invalidation of such part or provision of this agreement shall not invalidate the remaining portions of this agreement, and they shall remain in full force and effect. 43.2, Section 2, Duration. Unless otherwise provided, this agreement shall be effective September 20th, 2019, and shall remain in full force and effect to and including 12 midnight, May 20th, 2023, and unless either party desires to terminate or modify it for successive annual periods. The party demanding such termination or modification must serve written notice of such intent to the other party not less than 90 or more than 120 days before the expiration date of the agreement. The preceding article, Article 43, shall apply to city carrier assistant employees. Separability. Article 43.1 guarantees that in case a part of the national agreement is rendered or ruled invalid by either a court or legislation, the remainder of the agreement will remain in effect. Duration. The national agreement is effective September 20th, 2019 through midnight, May 20th, 2023, unless otherwise provided. Some article provisions and or memorandums of understanding included as parts of this agreement may also have an effective date other than September 20th, 2019. In such cases, the implementation date and the implementation procedures are explained under the applicable contract provision. The agreement would continue in effect for additional one-year periods beyond May 20th, 2023 if neither party gave the required notice of intent to terminate or modify it between 90 and 120 days prior to the expiration date. In the past, the parties have always begun negotiations for a multi-year national agreement as the termination date of the current contract approached. And guys, that is the end. Done and done. That is really satisfying. It's been nice to go through this contract with you. I appreciate you guys listening. For me, it has been really informative. I know so much more about the way we're supposed to do the job, the way we're supposed to work together with management, what our rights are, what our responsibilities are, and the same for management. It's been super informative, and I hope it was good for you too. So going forward, this will be the final episode of season 2 of the Classes of Mail podcast, and I've taught most of what it takes to deliver the mail. There are still going to be details that come up here and there, and there will be episodes addressing those, like how to do your edit books, for example. That will be an upcoming episode at some point once I get confident enough to teach it in an audio-only format. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. And I have other things that I want to get to eventually, like union stuff. As you may know, I'm still only an alternate steward, and I'm still kind of finding my feet or finding my way as a steward. So as I get more confident in that, I'll do my best to teach on that stuff as well. But right now, I'm just not well enough informed. So my next step is to put management on notice. And, you know, so far, I have taught ways to defend yourself from management. It's all been defense, defense, defense. How to avoid being disciplined. How to avoid getting in trouble. Things like that. You know, what your rights are. What your responsibilities are. All those things have been covered. There's still more to cover, but, I mean, we've gone through all these episodes, so you know. But management always has this advantage over us. And the advantage is that they know how we're supposed to do the job, but we don't know how they're supposed to do the job. And so in preparation for the next season, I started reading through the M39, the handbook that covers what management's supposed to do. It's kind of their equivalent of our M41. And just in the first couple of pages, I found so much stuff that management should be held accountable for that's not necessarily happening or not happening to the degree that I would like to see it happen. Well, the entire contract is enforceable, and thanks to Article 19, so are the manuals and handbooks. Those are also enforceable by grievance. So what we're going to start doing is learning about management, learning about their responsibilities, what they're supposed to be doing, so that when they screw up, when they do wrong, we can hold them accountable. And that's going to turn the tables. We've said all along that knowledge is power, and we are going to gain knowledge on what they're supposed to do, and we are going to wield that power so that we know, like, why is management doing these route inspections? And why are they doing, why do they have us scan these things? Or why this or why that? And when you know that, it's very empowering, just like management has that power. You know, just like when the cops pull you over, and you feel this nervousness because they know the rules that they're trying to enforce, and you have really little idea about what they're supposed to be doing. But if you knew the cop's job, then, you know, imagine how much stronger you would feel, like knowing, oh, if they slip up, I can hold them accountable on that. And so that's our plan going forward. That's what's going to be covered in the bulk of season 3. And then hopefully by season 4, I will have enough experience and knowledge that I can start talking about union stuff. And it's going to be A, how to be an effective union steward, but also B, how to hold the union itself accountable. Because, you know, unlike management, management is paying us. And so to a certain extent, we have to do what management says, and we got to kind of take it because they're the ones who sign our paychecks. But with the union, it's the exact opposite. We're paying the union. And so we have every right to expect that they're going to act in an above board manner, that they're going to abide by their own manuals. And as the union, and I say this as a union steward, as the union, we should be the most accountable to the carriers out of everyone. Because again, the carriers are the ones paying the salary. And we should be doing the right things. If anybody should be abiding by the contract and the manuals, it's the union, because we're the ones who are supposed to be enforcing all that stuff. So that will be season 4 when we get to it. But for now, this marks the end of season 2. And again, season 3, we're going to start learning about what management is supposed to be doing so that we can hold them accountable. And I hope you guys will stick around for that. It is going to be very eye-opening. And of course, there's going to be more on the M documents and any other interesting stuff that I can find. And hopefully, if it ever resolves, I can tell you guys my story about how I got fired from the Carrier Academy for having this very podcast. At least that was the excuse they used for firing me. So at some point, you'll hear that story as well. But I guess that's it for now. So a nice short episode, and I will see you guys on the other side of season 3.